I really understand what it's like to be, you know, in a San Diego Charger Raider game. It's never a time since I've been here where you can ever take the Raiders lightly.
We know we're going to get their best. They've had a bye week. They've had a lot of things happen over the last week or so. And knowing the players that are on that team, some that they've added, it's a profitable group, and we got to be ready to go.
This is a big game for us, for one, because it's a division game. It's like a game and a half, and we're willing to meet the challenge and go on the road, and we definitely have to meet that intensity.
65 times in their careers, Phillip Rivers has thrown a touchdown pass to Antonio Gates, the most in the history of the NFL, a quarterback to a tight end, and that's going to be the challenge on Sunday. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. It's time for our Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Here's our friend Antonio Gates down here. They go to a 3-by-1 formation, Jim, and they have Gates on the right side matched up against the linebacker.
And what you want to do is give them plenty of room to work. So they put three wide receivers over here. Most of the defense has to concentrate on that side. It leaves Antonio Gates one-on-one with a linebacker, which is what you want if you're an offensive quarterback trying to get the ball into the end zone.
And that linebacker is Malcolm Smith, who was actually the Super Bowl MVP, a former running back at USC, so he's extremely fast. And as you watch Danny Woodhead come out of the backfield, Jim, he'll run a little pivot route, which will occupy the deep safety, Earl Thomas, maybe the best free safety in football. He bites on it, and there you go, one-on-one. And Gates just uses his body so well.
Right, he leans into the defender, and then he pushes off and makes his cut to the outside, and Rivers finds him right there in the corner of the end zone. A great catch, great throw, and a great move by Antonio Gates.
Here later in the game against Seattle, Jim, again, it's a 3-by-1 formation, but Gates is on the left side.
Yeah, once again, to line up with a linebacker, and here he is right here, linebacker coverage here. Once again, three wide receivers on this side, leaving Antonio Gates with a lot of room to run in. Just able to get open, feel the defender on him, give you room to throw the football by leaning into the defender and then kind of fading away so you can get the ball to him. You don't have to be that accurate with the ball. He'll come up with a catch.
Now, Seattle has very fast linebackers. Malcolm Smith and K.J. Wright, some of the swiftest linebackers in pro football. The Jets last week actually turned a safety-turned corner, Antonio Allen, on Gates, and it still didn't work, Jim.
No, it didn't. And, you know, a lot of the credit goes to Phillip Rivers on this. He's under duress, but he finds Antonio Gates in the corner of the end zone with just a miraculous throw, and he throws it way ahead of when Antonio Gates makes his break. He's got that much confidence that Antonio Gates is going to be where he throws the football.
In all three of these plays we showed you, Gates is inside the red zone. He has Keenan Allen, he has Eddie Royal, he has Malcolm Floyd, but when he gets inside the 20, he's going to 85.
You can't pick a better guy with size, not great speed, but ability to get open and make it easier for the quarterback to find him.
All right, hopefully Charles Woodson maybe can match up with him. Charles,
maybe.
Such a good corner turn safety, has the foot speed to match up with him in man coverage. Many thanks to the ageless one, 38-year-old Charles Woodson, for making his annual appearance on the Silver and Black Show, and of course the interim head coach of the Raiders, Tony Sperano. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Papa. We'll see you next week when we get you ready for the Raiders up against the Arizona Cardinals and maybe the return of Carson Palmer as a starting quarterback back at the O.co. Right now, Carson is injured a bit with a shoulder. We'll see if he plays next Sunday. But I think you're ready. Enjoy the Raiders up against Rivers and Gates on Sunday.
At 0-4, the Raiders needed to make a change.
The Oakland Raiders have named Tony Sperano their interim head coach.
4 games worth. Here's your shovel, here's your tool, and those 4 games are over with, and we're about ready to go to work here.
I have the utmost confidence that we can get this thing turned around.
We're back home. We got something to prove.
Yep.
I believe we do our job. We come out this game successful.
We know how great we can be.
Oh, yeah.
And we know how great we are. Play hard, play physical, play fast. Let's go.
Third.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.